Johnny Mo, I want to welcome you to the CC Gospel Music Mix. Thank you so much for calling in and joining us today.
It's my pleasure, my beautiful, wonderful sister in Christ, Miss Deborah Walker.
Where are you calling from?
We're in Atlanta, Georgia, actually Jonesboro suburb, about 25 minutes outside of the city of Atlanta.
Okay. All right, well, let's talk about this fabulous new project that you have that I am now starting to play. I love it. Now you have your CD single out now. When is your album going to be ready?
We are looking at a scheduled release date of about mid-May, which will probably be around my birthday, which is May 18th.
May 18th. God bless you. I'm August 31st.
All right now. We're summer babies, you know.
You know this. Well, did you do a lot of the writing on your project?
The Lord bless me where I do all of my writing to my songs. A lot of my songs are experiences that I experience as a Christian. As you can hear in the songs, I am one of those songwriters that I'm not afraid nor ashamed to ensure that the listeners, whether it be the believer or the unbeliever, hears who it is that I'm singing about in regards to his name, Jesus Christ.
Well, praise God. So give us a little background, musical background, on just how you got to this point of recording and wanting to be a recording artist. Did you start singing when you were a baby? Tell us the Johnny Mo story.
Well, in all actuality, it was a gift and an ability that I didn't want. I wasn't seeking as a child. In fact, to such a degree that it frustrated my father, who is a gospel singer, sung with the Brooklyn All-Stars and the Mighty Gospel True Lights. And it wasn't something that, you know, I wanted as a child. I wanted to just play and be a kid. And, you know, my dad had the Jackson 5 dream for his two sons, but it wasn't to be. It wasn't until I became an adult that someone dared me to sing, and I said, I can do that. And it didn't go very well initially. You could hear that I had a voice, but it wasn't trained, and I was ridiculed. And from that point on, I was just determined to prove that this was something that I could do. And mind you, it wasn't pursuing the gospel. It was in the secular realm. And it took some experiences in my life, being rebellious, being put in jail, that God put me in a situation where I was cornered, where I could only really just turn to him to realize what it is that I was supposed to be doing with the gifts and the abilities that he blessed me with.
Praise God. So he delivered you from the pit.
Yes, and as you will hear in my songs, I write about those experiences as well as the challenges that I still face as a Christian. You know, a lot of sisters and brothers think that once you get saved that you are free from tribulation and challenges, but that is far from the truth.
That's when they really start, huh?
I'm sorry?
I said that's when it really starts, your challenges.
Yes, it becomes then testing season. To see if we are going to be worthy enough for the missions that the Holy Spirit has for us to do on the behalf of the body of Christ. So, you know, a lot of times people get fooled by saying, you know, I want to get saved and I want to live for God. They don't understand that a lot of that means sacrifice as well as suffering. And God really wants you to be able to prove to him that you love him by your willingness to sacrifice.
Praise God. So what church do you attend right now?
We don't have a church home between work and the ministry. We don't have a church home at this time. We visit and we go around in fellowship with a lot of brothers and sisters in the body. But when God decides that there is going to be a particular home, church home, that he wants us to reside in, I'm quite sure it'll be revealed at that time.
Well, praise God. So tell me about your album. What's your favorite song on your album?
Wow. Oh, wow. Ooh. Wow. That's a hard question.
Why is that a hard question?
From my perspective, because, all of the songs I wrote, I love them all, because they all have something for somebody out there, and that's important to me. I don't like to just write just for the sake of writing, I want them to mean something for somebody.
Okay, but is there one that is more special or have more meaning to you because of an experience or...
Well, in that regard, it would have to be Jesus Rescue Me From Me. A lot of times we don't realize how we get in our own way, how we get in the Lord's way.
Yeah, well,
and isn't it wonderful, Sister Walker, how we serve such a merciful God that
yes.
even in spite of ourselves,
yes.
And all of our faults and shortcomings, he will still work with us in spite
yes.
of ourselves.
Yes.
And
yes.
thank God for that. So in that regard, Sister Walker, I would have to say, Jesus Rescue Me From Me.
Well, praise God. Well, one other question I'd like to ask you, it's kind of a general question, but it speaks to the youth in our community. What is it that you can say to them that will keep them inspired or motivate them to really do their best to serve the Lord?
I would articulate to the young people that life is about choice, that we serve a God who is not a rapist. In this respect, that he is not going to force himself upon you. He wants you to be able to demonstrate to him by choice, that you're willing of your own free will to serve him. A lot of times in life, it's all defined by the choices that we make or we don't make. And I would just echo those sentiments by saying to all of the young people that may be able to hear the sound of my voice, that you put Christ first and choose the way that he would want us to go. And it's going to be a struggle, because it is for me. But each day that goes by, we'll have an opportunity to get one step closer and increase our faith because of the choice that we started out with initially, which was to give our lives over to him.
Praise God. Johnny Moe is on CEC Gospel Music Mix. I love it. Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm here with the one and only, my sister in Christ, the beautiful Miss Deborah Walker.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very humbled for you to say that. But I want you to know, we want you in Denver. We got to have you here in Denver just to minister to our young people.
Oh, I would love to come. I really would. I've never been to Denver, so I would be excited to be invited to come.
Okay.
We got to get there by boat, plane, car, whatever the case. I'll come.
Okay, we're going to work that out.
Praise God. I'll come.
That's right, because we're going to get you here for some of these great events that we have, especially during now, the summertime. We're over the winter storm and all of that, but this is Johnny Moe. That's right here on the CC Gospel Music Mix. If you need any information, you can go to www.johnnymoe.info, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Or you can also check out www.stars2000.com, where he is our featured artist for this month. And check it out. You can hear his new release online, and we're going to bring you some special giveaways. Thank you, Johnny. I love you, and I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, it's my pleasure, my sister in Christ, anytime.
Okay.